Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard was quick to respond to a national groundswell in favor of gun control by voting, along with a vast majority of her colleagues, on a bill to increase security at schools. That's in the wake of the Parkland High School shooting. Does her vote give us an accurate picture of her record on gun control measures? Dick Gruby has that story in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
All right. You're in D.C. now, huh?
I am in Washington, so it's a little bit later here for me, about 6 hours.
Chance to get a close-up view of what's going on. And Congresswoman Gabbard has, you know, that recent vote was predictable. Very few voted against that recent bill for increased security at schools. Does that reflect her past voting record?
Well, you have to remember that if we're talking about gun control and guns, there aren't a lot of votes that actually are taken these days, and that's for any number of reasons, and mostly having to do with the fact that Republicans are in control of Congress and, of course, the White House right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do look at there have been a couple of votes that she has taken in recent years. And she sort of split with the majority of her Democratic colleagues in one case in which she was voting on a concealed carry law or a bill that would make it easier for people with concealed carry permits to cross state lines with concealed weapons. She voted with the majority of Democratic colleagues, but then on another bill involving veterans' access to firearms, she sided with the majority of Republicans on that particular measure. Hawaii's other congresswoman, Colleen Hanabusa, in that case, voted against that particular measure, whereas Congresswoman Gabbard voted for it.
You always, with gun control votes or the absence of gun control votes, look at the issue of who's contributing to campaigns, because the NRA and its local affiliates are big campaign contributors, aren't they?
Well, I think when you look at the NRA and the Hawaii Rifle Association, they are politically powerful in different ways, mostly when we're talking about the National Rifle Association, that don't always have to do with campaign contributions. I mean, they are highly organized, and they are able to mobilize their members to write letters to their representatives, as well as show up at rallies, et cetera. They have a very strong, cohesive voice. The Hawaii Rifle Association is a little bit different, of course, Hawaii being a heavily Democratic state, lots of Democrats in the states. It's not as powerful as a lobby as the National Rifle Association, and that's sort of reflected in their campaign contributions. I mean, you'll see a few hundred, few thousand dollars here and there that they've given to local candidates. And in fact, Civil Beat Chad Blair and I did an analysis of this a few weeks ago, which is, of course, what sort of put us on the path of looking at Congresswoman Gabbard's record, because she had actually received some money from the Hawaii Rifle Association when she was running for city council.
Mm-hmm. Any indication of those, you know, a lot of campaign contributions land without much effect? Is there any indication that this has affected her?
Oh, I mean, we're talking about $400 in a campaign a long time ago.
Exactly.
She hasn't accepted money from the NRA or this particular group at the federal level, you know, ever since she's been here. And here in D.C., that is. And so, you know, it's hard to say, but I mean, when you do look at her record, it's kind of all over the place when it comes to sponsorships and co-sponsorships of particular legislation. She hasn't always signed on to bills that many of her colleagues in the Democratic Party have until it appears she has been criticized for sort of being absent from some of that legislation, namely like an assault weapons ban of 2015, which she never signed on to, and the assault weapons ban of 2018, which she signed on to recently after being criticized on social media about it.
Well, Nick, we're going to want to stay with this story. Thanks very much for checking in with us.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
That was reporter Nick Gruby with today's Reality Check from Honolulu Civil Beat And to read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.